Hello, everybody. Today's passage is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. It's a much shorter passage, but we're nearing the end of 1 Thessalonians. And I'll just start us off by reading this for us. So starting in verse 12. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. So again, today's passage is a short one, and here Paul gives some instructions on how to relate with various people within the church body. Because if you haven't already been aware, the church is not just one uniform people where everybody is exactly the same, but there are various people, whether it be different roles or backgrounds, personalities, all that kind of stuff. And so Paul is giving some instruction on how to relate with one another. And he starts by urging members of the church in Thessalonica to respect the spiritual leaders of the church, those who labor or work among you and are over you in the Lord. He continues and says to esteem these people, esteem them very highly in love because of their work. And again, these are the people who are the equivalent of pastors and staff, elders in training, the leaders, you know, who are, again, above them, others in the Lord. These are people who are given the call, the responsibility to teach, to admonish, you know, which means to like reprimand or advise. These are the people that Paul is saying to esteem very highly, to respect them. And I have to say, it honestly feels a little weird to say this as a pastor, because it just feels like I could be saying like, hey, like respect me or, you know, the others. And I don't say that out of any kind of pride, but rather just to point to what Paul is saying here. Paul, and he doesn't give much in terms of practical suggestions on how to do that. But if I were to quickly just give a few, I would suggest things like praying for your leaders, or even just checking in on them. I think those are good places to start. And this might seem like an obvious statement, but our pastors and staff are all human too. We need prayer. We need help. We need support in various ways. And of course, as with all of us, that comes first and foremost from the Lord. But we can support one another by praying. We can respect and love one another by praying for, checking in on, and encouraging our leaders. And so I think that's one great way to show love and care and respect and help our spiritual leaders in their work of ministry. Now, so having said that, after that, Paul transitions to our relationships as a whole within the church. And in particular, you might notice that he mentions three types of people: the idle, the faint-hearted, and the weak. And I can't say with confidence as to why Paul specifically mentions these three characteristics over any other, but I think I can see how it can be challenging to love people like this or to be patient with them all, at least all the time, as Paul encourages us to be in verse 14. Because just take a moment to think about it. It can be easy to some extent to care for and love the idle, the faint-hearted, and the weak at first. You know, we're Christians after all, right? We can love, we're called to love. But if someone is constantly idle, you know, just sitting around, not doing anything, getting out of line, or constantly fearful and timid, constantly unable or unwilling to take care of themselves, to take responsibility for their lives, well, it's kind of tough. To give one example, back when I was in high school, I used to teach Sunday school for second graders. And out of the group of kids in my group, I remember this one boy in particular. He was very shy. He often didn't want to join in the activities and would sometimes just rather lie on the floor rather than do anything. And at first, I didn't really think much of it. And sometimes all he just wanted to do was actually just sit next to me. And to be honest, that was kind of cute. And so it didn't really bother me a lot at first. But as time wore on, as he continued to refuse to participate in certain things, or had one too many times where he was too shy to even go to the other side of the room by himself without me or another teacher with him, I have to admit that I found it hard to love this child. I could fulfill my responsibilities, but to actually love and care for this child was difficult. I found myself growing impatient, even frustrated with this second grade child that was under my care, someone that I was meant to love. As you think about this passage and reflect on it, maybe there is somebody or some people who come to mind. Maybe it's a similar example as mine, or maybe you have a friend or a roommate that comes to mind. Regardless of who it is and exactly what they're like, I think we can all say that we've been in situations where it's hard to be loving. It's hard to be patient with them all, as Paul says. It's hard to do good to one another on all occasions. But Paul exhorts us to do this. So how exactly do we do that? Well, I believe we can do this by remembering and regularly receiving the love, grace, and patience that God showed us and continues to show us each day. Despite our own idleness that makes us lazy and complacent, something that I hear come up every once in a while among people that I talk to, despite our faint-heartedness that prevents us from stepping into God's plans in boldness, despite our weakness and inabilities, God still loves us. He loves us so much that he sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. And he continues to love us, to extend grace and forgiveness even when we disobey, and frankly, even when we're being pretty difficult to love. There's no way that we can love or respect anyone, no way that we can be patient and do good by our own strength or willpower. That'll get us to a certain extent. We can be nice and kind to people, but to really love, to really be patient, that can't be done by our own strength. At some point, we're just going to give up. The only way to do this and to do it well is to be filled with God's love and let that love overflow in our relationships. So whether or not you can think of specific people in your life, the truth is that we're all going to encounter people that we have a hard time loving. Or even if it's not specific people, specific circumstances or seasons where it's just really hard. And some of that is understandable. We are human, after all. We're not perfect. But each day, let's seek to be filled with more of God's love. And from there, let's actively seek to be patient with one another, to love one another, to do good to one another and to everyone on all occasions. And by doing so, make the love of Jesus known. Because again, when we overflow with the love of Jesus, we're making him known because he becomes the center. He becomes the focus for all of us. So let me just close in a word of prayer now. Father, this command to love one another, to be patient and kind to one another, is not a new command for any one of us as Christians. But I think all of us also know that it's a tough command to follow. It can be easy to love a certain group of people, but there may be others who we find as difficult to love for whatever the reason might be. But Father, again, you call us to be patient with all people, to love all people, to do good. And so God, help us with this. It's not enough for us to just choose to do this and just try to push through. But Lord, we need to be filled with your love and to overflow with your love and allow that to be poured out upon others. And so God, each day help us to be filled with you, to take moments to be filled with you, to reflect on the love that you have shown us, that we might be able to share that with others and be able to love, be gentle, be kind, be patient. We thank you for your love, God. We want to follow your example with those around us. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.